Thank you, Mr. President. As this is our first time taking the floor this afternoon, kindly allow me to express my delegation's deepest condolences and heartfelt sympathies to the government and people of Japan on the tragic passing of the late Prime Minister Abe. Mr. President, the Republic of the Marshall Islands commends you and the Bureau for leading this council to the successful completion of its 50th session. We remain steadfast in our unwavering support and commitment to respecting, protecting, and promoting human rights for all persons in all spheres of society. As a member of this council for the past 2 years, we have sought to generate greater awareness of the human rights challenges faced by our own people. Among the highlights for this session was the presentation of the first report of the Special Rapporteur on the promotion and protection of human rights in the context of climate change. We are equally pleased to have supported the various resolutions ranging from the renewal of the mandate of the IESOGI, as well as those dealing with promotion and protection of women and girls' rights against violence and discrimination. Pursuant to our voluntary pledges upon joining this council, throughout our membership, we have consistently highlighted the human rights challenges arising from our nuclear legacy. During the high-level segment of the 49th session, last March, our President, His Excellency David Kabua, affirmed the government's commitment to the pursuit of what we call nuclear justice, which has similar objectives to transitional justice and its pillars of truth, justice, reparations, and guarantees of non-recurrence. To this end, the Marshall Islands is considering appropriate avenues under Item 10 to seek technical assistance to address the human rights implications of our nuclear legacy and how such assistance can help us overcome these adversities and reckon with our tragic past. Before that, I wish to briefly quote from that high-level segment my president's statement. This nuclear legacy remains cancer to us, the Marshall Islands, as we are left without redress for violations, and we continue to suffer to this day. On that brief note, Mr. President, we look forward to constructively engaging with all member states on this and all matters of mutual interest during the 51st session in a couple of months and seek everyone's support and understanding in this regard. Komoldada, muchas gracias, and I thank you, Mr. President.